16-year-old Kathleen St. Amand is from Brooklyn in New York City. She's a writer, a published poet, and a former victim of bullying.
Bullying evokes emotion, and how that emotion, be it rage, hatred for oneself or others, is channeled, it strips that person of their pride, dignity, and confidence. And it intensifies when you are bullied because you are poor. Allowing someone to bully you does not make you weak, it makes you afraid.
The World Health Organization classifies bullying as physical, sexual, and emotional violence. A WHO school health survey covering more than 80 countries shows that 42% of boys and 37% of girls have been bullied. Werner Obermeier is Deputy Executive Director of the WHO office in New York.
Bullying has a very large range of health consequences for both the victims but also for the perpetrators. In addition to the injuries and disabilities, it is related to higher risk of mental health problems, in particular depression. It increases risky behavior for both perpetrators and victims, such as smoking, drinking, and drug use. And it is also related to an increased risk for cardiovascular diseases. Those involved in bullying also have a higher risk of being involved in other types of violence later on in life.
But bullying differs from other forms of violence because it is ongoing, intentional, and often linked with enforcement of social norms such as those related to gender. Dr. Changu Manatoko is a senior policy advisor on education with the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF.
And the intention suggests that the harm caused by bullying is deliberate and is not accidental. And that is what makes bullying quite different from other forms of violence. It's intentional.
Mikiko Otani, a family lawyer and child rights expert from Japan, says the rise in social media and mobile phone use provide new frontiers for cruelty. But she insists that bullying is not an unfortunate but inevitable part of childhood.
Bullying is serious violation of the human rights of the child. Bullying is violence against children. Bullying is manifestation of discrimination. Some forms of bullying are even crimes.
At the 2014 UN General Assembly, Mexico facilitated the first ever UN resolution on the issue. Juan Sandoval is the country's ambassador to the United Nations.
Ultimately, we recognize that this phenomenon can have a potential long-term impact on the enjoyment of human rights of children. Member states should prevent and protect children from all forms of violence. And bullying is maybe the most common, more present, more daily form of violence among children.
Meanwhile, in Uganda, mobile phones are being used as weapons, but this time to protect children. Dr. Manatoko, the UNICEF representative, explains.
They have got a technology which is called EduTrack in the government of Uganda, which is really the use of mobile phones to be able to document cases of sexual and school-related gender-based violence. And this recording of the cases is done by young people themselves. So this EduTrack is really working so well that other countries like Afghanistan are also adopting it.
Experts recommend that entire school systems must be committed to stamping out bullying, from front office staff to athletic coaches and even the cleaners. Parents should also feel comfortable sharing their concerns and observations with teachers. The overall message should be, we will not tolerate bullying in this school. Deanne Penn, United Nations.